Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And it's a very good morning to Mr. Roman Coz. Good morning, Roman.
And good morning, Terry, and good morning to all our listeners.
Let's hope there are many.
Now, I'm sure there are.
What have you got for us today, Roman?
Well, today I'm going to be talking about a legendary woman who was born on April 24th, 1942. She's had 50-plus albums, 11 of them were number one, and she's had five top number one singles, and her name is Barbara Joan Streisand.
We might have heard of her.
Yes, you may well have. She was born Barbara, spelled B-A-R-A, but for some reason she didn't like that and eventually just changed it to Barbara. So a little bit of trivia there about her name. Now, her mother was quite adept at being a soprano singer, but didn't go on with it and instead became a school secretary. Her dad was a high school teacher, and they both came from a Jewish background emanating from Poland and Ukraine. Sadly, her dad died at the age of 34 from an epileptic seizure. Barbara had only just turned one. And subsequently, she had a bit of a strange, poor childhood with many self-doubts. And as she's quoted as saying, other children's dad came home nightly, hers didn't. So she started singing to ease the loneliness and pain. And by 13, she had a demo song of a song, 1934 hit song called Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, which I'm pretty sure Judy Garland may have done a version of years ago. This is while she was at Erasmus High School in Brooklyn. She was a member of a chorus club and sang some songs with a friend who went at the school by the name of Neil Diamond. Her mother was against Barbara going to showbiz, but Barbara's a determined little person. And she decided to show her bossy mum she was wrong. She stunned an audience at a song contest, naturally won the song contest, which led to a job and huge reviews. But deep down, she really wanted to be an actress, so she got into the theatre and plays instead to start with. In 1962, she met a guy called Elliot Gould, who was unknown at the time but became quite well known later. They fell in love and eventually married, and Barbara was nominated that particular year for a Tony Award just at the age of 20, which is the theatre's equivalent of an Oscar, so quite an effort for a young 20-year-old. A number of TV appearances led to her first album called the Barbara Streisand Album. She was very, and that won a Grammy Award for her. She was very smart, Barbara, because she signed with Columbia Records for smaller pay, but she had to have the final say on all of her songs, in fact, everything. Very clever little move. She hit her straps in 1964 in the play Funny Girl, where she played Fanny Bryce, the US stage actress and comedian, and she repeated that huge success in the London West End. Now, between 1965 and 1968, she had four major TV specials, including the Emmy Award-winning one, My Name is Barbara. And she also sang with Judy Garland, Ethel Merman, on the Judy Garland Show. If she wasn't already famous for The Funny Girl, she certainly became quite famous then. 1970, she had chart success with number one songs like The Way We Were, Evergreen, No More Tears. That was a duet with Donna Summer. You Don't Bring Me Flowers with her old friend Neil Diamond. And Main Event. And by the late 1970s, she had the most albums sold ever by Elvis and the Beatles. She was extremely popular. More hits followed, Woman in Love, Guilty, What Kind of Fool. Now, against what Columbia wanted, remember she bought her rights, she brought out a series of albums that were Broadway-based, such, you know, revolving around people like Rodgers and Hammerstein, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, Stephen Sondheim. And from stage film success, productions like Brigadoon, Les Miserables, and Phantom of the Opera, enormous musical output. In 1993, at the age of 51, she knocked Janet Jackson off number one with her album Back to Broadway. Quite enough effort to be knocking Janet Jackson off in those wicked days. One of her favourite songs on that, if not the favourite, was I Have Love, the duet she did with Johnny Mathis, one of her favourite singers. And she was also massively successful that particular year at the MGM Grand Las Vegas concert that she held. In 1996, she did a duet with Bryan Adams, which was nominated for an Oscar, the song I Finally Found Someone. At the age of 64 in 2006, she grossed $92 million overall over 20 concerts. She had the third-placed best ever at Madison Square Garden sales that year, and by, not fluke, I guess, but number one and two were two of her actual previous appearances. So at 2006, she held the top three ever grossing sales at Madison Square Gardens, which, of course, is a huge venue. Now, we've been talking about her music mostly. What about her films? We go back to 1968. Her first film was Funny Girl. It won an Academy Award for her. She deadheaded with Katharine Hepburn, not a bad person to be deadheading with, the only time there's ever been a deadheat for first, and the best actress thing, Katharine Hepburn, that the film was Lion in the Winter with Katharine Hepburn. 1969, Hello Dolly, and On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Must admit, I don't know that film at all. 1970, The Owl and the Pussycat, and then she did a couple of comedy-type films, What's Up Doc, For Pete's Sake. And in 1973, my favourite film of hers, The Way We Were with Robert Redford, that was just, I really, really enjoyed that film. 1976, she was in A Star Is Born with Kris Kristofferson, and that's where that song Evergreen came from. Between 1969 and 1980, she appeared in the top 10 money-making stars poll 10 times out of those 12 years, often as the only woman on the list. Now, she made her first film, she called Yentl, in 1983, and that was turned down by many studios as she wanted to direct and star, and plus as a little sideline, she also wrote most of it. It was nominated for 5 Academy Award nominations, and once again, she kind of showed the studios that she knew what she was doing. These days, she's retired, of course, because she turned 80 just prior to Anzac Day this year. Had quite a busy life, I imagine. Married twice, Elliot Gould, of course, I mentioned, from whom she had a son, Jason. She dated a lot of guys after she had left Elliot Gould, Pierre Trudeau, Don Johnson from Miami Vice, and I was surprised to find that they did a duet together. I listened to this song yesterday, and I thought it was quite good. It was called Till I Loved You. I must admit, I thought David Soul was the only one from that show who did the singing, but Don Johnson wasn't too bad. She also was out with Richard Gere, Clint Eastwood, Andre Agassi, even though he was 28 years younger, and a few others. But eventually along in 1998, along came James Brolin, and they've been together ever since, 24 years.
So she's not Josh Brolin's mother, is she?
Josh is James's son from a previous marriage.
Got it.
Yeah, she's only had the one child. That was Jason Gould, who actually appeared in one of the films with her.
And Pierre Trudeau, you mean the Canadian Prime Minister?
Yes.
I did not know that.
2 years. She dated him for 2 years.
Justin's dad.
She could have easily been the first lady, the way. Unbelievable life this woman's had. She certainly did not hold back.
No.
She's also involved in politics, if you know anything about it. She's quite a philanthropist as well, and has raised over $25 million for her particular charity organisations, and she's given over $15 million to others. So certainly not a skinflint, and a person with quite a social conscience. And for those who are interested in a little bit more, there's that famous car Pool karaoke series with James Corden, in which she's in, and it's quite entertaining. And she mentions a couple of little things in there, like she had stage fright at one stage for about a quarter of a century there, which I found quite strange. Didn't want to appear in certain productions because she was afraid to go on stage. So really quite amazing. Terry, that's about all I can say.
Can I just ask you to go quickly back to the Neil Diamond connection, the original Neil Diamond connection? What was that again?
They both went to Erasmus High School in Brooklyn.
Oh, cool.
As young kids, I'm guessing when they're around about 15 or 16, so we're talking 1957, 58, somewhere around there. They were in a chorus club together, and she sang some songs with them. Of course, as we know, they recorded that terrific song, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
So. Which I'm about to play, yes. Well, how amazing for that high school to be able to say, we produced Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand.
Absolutely outstanding high school, isn't it?
Must be.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, yes, well, let's look. Seriously, there's so much written about it. I was going blind having a look, and I was trying to cut and paste little bits, but I think I've covered most of her life in a reasonable detail, but boy, what a woman.
Absolutely. Let's hear that song we just talked about, Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Roman. We'll catch up with you soon.
My pleasure. Bye.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.